Welcome to another episode of the SMR Talking podcast, sponsored by Question Pro. I'm Andrea D'Agostino from Question Pro, and I will be the host for this session. And it's with pleasure that I have a great guest, a dear friend, and an ex-colleague, Stefan Boom.
Thank you, Andrea.
Welcome, Stefan.
Thanks.
It's really a pleasure to have you here today. You are a star of the industry, and I think you're the perfect person to discuss about today's topic, which is data quality.
Yeah.
So after 13 or 14 years at
14.
Yeah, 14. Well, it's a long time, but you're still very young. But you have been around in the industry for a while. You're senior vice president for the sales corporate clients at Dynata, and that's not to your biography, but I can add it. You're also a great sales coach, and so you have all the documents, let's say, to discuss about data quality. I would like to discuss with you a little bit about how data quality conversation has evolved during the year, because it's a hot topic, especially for panel company. So during your 14 years at Dynata, how those conversation has evolved?
Interesting question. I think data quality has been a hot topic for probably the past 5-6 years. Pre-COVID, there was, in my opinion, or like general feeling, I think there was not that much debate around data quality. We did sometimes have data quality issues, but they were very minor and very few. And I think it's probably twofold, right? One, we probably didn't pay enough attention to the data quality back then. But secondly, I think we have seen an increase in fraudulent behavior, like click farms, right, that arised, where people are paid in Myanmar or Bangladesh, right, to fill in as many surveys as possible to get the rewards. And I think we just didn't have that 10 years ago or 14 years ago. There were other challenges around data quality, and I think we'll get there. Data quality in itself is obviously a broad definition, right? Because what is data quality? Data quality today, there's a lot of conversation around fraudulent behavior, but we know that fraudulent behavior is only like 2%, yeah, right, of all the data quality issues that we see. So that's not great, but it's also fairly minor. And I think that if you look at data quality 10 years ago, right, people still were very interested and engaged when taking surveys, right? Because it was fairly new. It was not new, but yeah, fairly new, right? And I think people liked to participate in surveys. It was okay to spend 15 or 20 minutes of your time on a survey or in a survey. And that has decreased over time, right? I think 10, 14 years ago, probably the biggest issue we had was engaging younger people, right? That was always the most difficult target group to find. And that has increased, right? We battle for attention, right, and engagement for those kind of groups, right, which makes it harder to get them to participate in surveys. And if that's the case, then you need to broaden your scope looking for respondents, and then opens pretty much Pandora's box, because then data quality suffers under the large demand and the increased demand that we've seen in the industry.
Well, and Dynata has always had as a priority, especially communicate about data quality.
Yeah.
And the company has done a huge effort in taking the data quality discussion on the headlines. What are you doing today as Dynata, as a company, in order to ensure data quality and to do some? Yeah. Well, I think I'll repeat this because I've got. So, Dynata throughout the years has made a huge effort about in communicating about data quality. And so it's always been like a priority for for the company. What are you doing today as a company in order to ensure data quality and to do quality controls?
So maybe again, right, looking at like my past 14 years, I think we've always been on the forefront of data quality. We always look at like survey design, but also sourcing respondents as broadly as possible, right? We did suffer from data quality issues during COVID. Right? COVID was a very difficult period for, well, most panel companies, but also for us as a company, because people didn't want to take surveys anymore. There was a lot of time we spent online, and people didn't want to spend their online time participating in surveys. So we struggled big time with that. And it took us a few years to kind of rework the entire model that we had in place to get where we are today. And again, right, in that context, data quality, very, very broad definition. I typically tell people like there's three aspects of data quality. It's about where do you source your respondents from, right? Is that like one single source? So you build one panel and you recruit people into that panel and you get your respondents out of that one panel, which is biased by default because you only have one source. And there are not a lot of people that are actively willing to participate in such a panel. So you have to be broader than that with loyalty programs, with different kind of sources where you get your respondents from. And the more sources you have, the better the data quality ultimately is, because it's a broader representation of the entire population.
So sourcing mix is key.
Sourcing mix, that's where it all starts, right? And on top of that, you want to make sure that if you source from a certain source, that source is trustful, right? And that everyone that participates through that source is who she or he says he or she is, right? To be sure that that's a real person living in Greece or Italy or the Netherlands.
And how do you do that?
That's a good question. So there are a couple of things that you can do, right? One of the things that we've implemented lately is true identification, where people before paying out an incentive need to upload a passport or an ID card, and we validate real time, right, with pictures or even video to make sure that that's a legit person claiming the reward. But that's at the end, right? Because that person already took part in a survey, and before getting their reward out of the system, and then when there is a bit of doubt, we would implement that. So that doesn't work always at the start. We do implement it at the start as well. But yeah, sourcing is key. Then you have things around questionnaire design, right? Yesterday I was presenting the RISE Awards, where we recognize outstanding survey design in the industry. And we know that we don't always control that part. And that's why we try to educate our clients or help our clients, right, build better surveys. And I think by now everyone understands that a 25 to 30 minute survey, right, will guarantee get you bad data at the end. But still, there are a lot of companies and a lot of clients and a lot of researchers that know that, but still willingly put a 30-minute survey in front of a respondent, and then when start looking at the data, they come back and say like, "Hey, this is crap data. The last 5 minutes, no one answered the 15 open ends that I asked that person to respond to
after 100 questions."
Yeah, exactly. One last question. Give me 15.
Deep dive.
So, and we laugh and joke about it, right? But that's still reality.
That's an issue.
Exactly, and so we try to help people build better surveys, and then there's the real quality control part within the survey. A couple of years ago, we started developing something called Quality Score. Mm-hmm. And Quality Score is a real-time, passive and active check while the respondent is participating in a survey. Mm-hmm. And we kind of call it like traditional checks on steroids. We do check like speeding, straight lining, right, open ends, right, the traditional checks. But we also know that people that are trying to commit fraud do understand that as well, right? So they will trick the system because they're smart fraudsters. And if you just look at those three, right, in your final data set, that would mean that you will probably delete people from your data that you should not delete, because they might not be a perfect respondent, but it's good enough. And you keep the fraudsters in because they've tricked the system. So we added an AI machine learning layer on top of that, where we look at your behavior, your passive behavior throughout the survey. Okay. And for instance, we can see whether you use hotkeys, right? Rather than your mouse cursor clicking to the next question, right? Try to kind of force the enter button to get you to the next question. We look at your time spent. We look at your mouse cursor movements, right? Is there any movement?
Track, for example, if a panelist is staying on the same page for a while.
Exactly, and then speed through like the next couple of questions, right? To make sure that like in total they will pass like the speed trap that you implement. But what we also would do is copy paste. We see whether someone copied and pasted answers in an open-ended question. And that is obviously a big risk for the industry with ChatGPT, for instance, right? So if you would ask someone to say something about an IT job, and I'm not an IT person, but I'm just someone sitting somewhere trying to trick the system, I use ChatGPT to form a very well-defined answer and then put it in the open-ended question, and then I pass every check. Yeah. And the researcher will probably tell you, like, this is a great respondent. Look at how much time this person spent on answering that question. But we can detect that was actually someone copy-pasted. So, yeah, like a lot of those passive and active checks, and that gives you a score at the end of the survey. And then we can tell you, like, this is a good respondent, this is a fraudulent or bad respondent, and this is an okay respondent. So we would not delete them. You can probably look at their data again, but there's probably room for discussion. So they might have been inattentive for the last 3 minutes or during the middle, but they're not a bad respondent.
So you actually give a score to these people, yeah, and then they fall into those categories.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Stefan, you mentioned artificial intelligence and machine learning. If data quality is a hot topic, artificial intelligence is a hot topic, not only in our industry, but in every industry.
Yeah.
So you are using machine learning in your quality score. But what do you think about artificial intelligence in general? We saw a lot of presentations during the latest SMR Congress. Most of them address the artificial intelligence as the hero, but also as the villain.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a bit of both. Like the example I just gave around ChatGPT, right? And being able to give you answers that you can use to trick a system. That's probably the villain part of AI. But it will also bring the industry a lot of good things. And it's a buzzword, it's a hype. I've seen a lot of things that will probably work very well. There are things that I'm not so sure about. But one example, again, right, touching the data quality aspect, is if you want to get more value out of a respondent, right, we have what we call QuantQual, but there are a lot of other companies doing that with probing questions, right, where you start almost like talking to a chatbot within your survey, right, where you ask an open-ended question, and based on your answer, it probes another question and another question and another question. So it builds a deep dive from that one response and one question. And that is helpful because it gets you more data, more valuable data out of one respondent. I think that is something that we've seen that will work really, really well.
We will see what the future will say about artificial intelligence. And I have just one last question for you, Stefan. We could speak for ages about that.
Absolutely.
Thing. But just one last question. As a buyer, as a person who is looking for a data collection company, for a panel company, What would you consider when choosing a data provider? Because it's very difficult to assess quality beforehand, but you know, buyers have to do this assessment. What would you suggest to look at to all the buyers out there?
It's a very good question. Let me start by saying that the vast majority of panel providers and data companies, right, they want to sell you good data, right? There is nothing in it for them to sell you poor data because you would never return. So I strongly believe that everyone is in here with the right intentions and trying to do whatever they can in their own way to limit data quality issues and fraudulent behavior as much as possible. So I think it's really about asking the right questions. Right? Talk about how do you source your respondents, right? How do you make sure that someone is a real person? If they slip through the net, how can I be sure that in the final data set that you're going to deliver to me, there are no fraudulent respondents, or there is no bad data, or we've limited that bad data to a certain percentage? Just asking those questions will get you a lot of answers, and good answers that you can probably look at and discuss with others or compare, right, between providers. And I think the more people will tell you, and the more they do, and the more tools they have available and implemented throughout the entire system and process, is probably the one that you want to work with.
Are we doing enough as a community, as an industry, in order to motivate companies to
Yes. I think everyone is doing with this with the right intentions, but I also think that sometimes money prevails, right? And you know what I mean. I mean, there's, if the end client insists on having a 30-minute questionnaire, then every company will still run that 30-minute questionnaire because the client is paying, and it's a good client, an important client. It's an expensive project. We need that revenue. So then we set aside a lot of that to still conduct such a project. So I think there's more education that that we should be doing towards our clients. But in general, I think we're doing a lot, and a lot more than we used to do. So we're on the right track.
Stefan, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Andrea.
You can't know the answer to a question without first asking it. But how do you ask the questions? More importantly, how will people answer them? That is where Question Pro comes in to support you, empowering you to build and deploy amazing experiences that collect clean and useful data. With our powerful online-based, built-for-enterprise survey platform, it is easy to create, collect, and act on your data. Create an impactful survey in minutes from scratch by importing an existing survey, or choose from over 350 ready-made templates that have been vetted by our expert market research professionals. Add as many respondent contacts as you want and share them through multiple distribution methods. Collect offline data and use white-labeled mobile apps to ensure data collection is extensive and up-to-date. Take advantage of our specialized services to manage enterprise projects, as well as the instances where the insights collection is complicated but imperative. Then, leave the rest to Question Pro. Sit back and watch us work magic as the data is analyzed and compartmentalized into functional insights automatically. Create role-based access reports in addition to exporting the data and insights into your proprietary toolset, allowing you to focus on what's most important, making smart decisions. Question Pro, survey software that gets the job done.